objective, this study aimed to identify and rank the primary psychological, moral, and relational pathways to forgiveness in families following the disclosure of abuse, integrating qualitative and quantitative methods to construct a hierarchical model of post-trauma forgiveness. Methods and materials. The study employed a sequential exploratory, mixed methods design. In the first phase, a systematic qualitative content analysis was conducted using NVivo-14 based on an extensive literature review until theoretical saturation was reached. Seven major pathways to forgiveness were identified from conceptual and empirical sources. In the second phase, a quantitative ranking survey was administered to 223 participants in Tunisia, including family members, counselors, and social workers. Data were analyzed using SPSS-26, applying Friedman's ranking test and Kendall's W coefficient to determine the relative importance and consensus across the identified forgiveness pathways. Findings: the inferential results indicated significant differences in the prioritization of forgiveness pathways. Chi-squared equals 108.72, p0.001, Kendall's W0.67. Emotional acknowledgement and validation ranked highest, mean rank equals 6.42, followed by accountability and responsibility, 6.21, and relational reconnection and reconciliation, 5.97, underscoring their foundational role in the forgiveness process. Cognitive reframing and meaning reconstruction, 5.56, and social and therapeutic support structures, 5.08, occupied mid-level ranks, while spiritual and cultural coping resources, 4.77, and resilience and growth outcomes, 4.35, were ranked lower, indicating their function as supplementary or long-term components. These results reveal a structured and process-oriented model of forgiveness emerging through emotional, moral, cognitive, and relational stages. Conclusion: forgiveness in families following abuse disclosure is a multidimensional and sequential process rooted in emotional recognition, moral accountability, and relational reconstruction, leading to eventual resilience and personal growth. The findings provide an empirical basis for developing culturally sensitive therapeutic interventions that prioritize safety, empathy, and justice in the post-abuse recovery process.